Tosis established that Rav Yitzchak himself was discussing a maskin that was given Shalobis HaSalvah, that's taken by Beis Din, and that's what the Gemara says in two places as well. Emer Dam Rav Yitzchak Maskin Shalobis HaSalvah. And yet, what our Gemara says in terms of the Braisa that tells us Maskin Dacherim creates Kedushin, that could even be extended to a Maskin that was given by the Lover to the Malve B'Shasalvah. Tosus explains, because given that we have Rav Yitzchak's Kinyan, which is considered a Kinyan Gomorrah at Sheyifter, and that's the Maskin of Shalobis HaSalvah, so then it follows that a Maskin that's given B'Shasalvah should be, if not a Kinyan Gomorrah, at least an Olim Shibudei idea, that the Shibud is a stronger Shibud than Stamas Shibud, and that Shibud is enough to be viewed as Mamam L'gabe Kedushin, as well as L'gabe acquiring Avodah V'Karkos. Tosus doesn't say that's something definitive, because you really don't know in our Gemara that we're discussing a case of Mashkin that was given B'Shasalvah, but one could make that argument. Tosus points to two other Gemaras where that seems to be clearly the Pshat. One in terms of the case of that which a Malvala Mashkin case is not going to be subject to Shemitas Ksafim, and the Lashon of Malvala Mashkin is talking about a Mashkin that was given B'Shasalvah, and the Gemara connects it to Rav Yitzchak. So how do you see in Rav Yitzchak an application by the case of a Mashkin B'Shasalvah? The answer is, because the issue over there is that you don't have Shemitas Ksafim on that which we can call Esachicha B'Yadecha, only Esachicha Esachicha Tashmi Yadecha. If it's a right to collect from him, so now the Torah says you can't collect. But if it's already B'Yadecha, then such a loan would not be cancelled. So the fact that there is a Rav Yitzchak in the case of a Mashkin Shalobis HaSalvah would allow us to understand that you have the strengthened Shibud of a Mashkin HaSalvah to the extent that it's called somehow Biyadech already. That is one Gemara. The other Gemara speaks about the Inyan of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, that if you have a case of a Mashkin that's given, again, B'Shasalvah, HaMalveh Al Chemtzo, and yet it's considered to be Bishus B'Malveh U'Gavi Bal Yiroyah, even though Rav Yitzchak's, the Gemara connects it to Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak is discussing Shalom B'Shasalvah, the answer is the same yourself. Okay, so we gave something of an approach. Obviously, this needs to digest it a little bit. We tried to explain, in light of the fact that Rishonim discuss Rav Yitzchak from the perspective of being a Chatzi Kinyan, a Mixas Kinyan, and the Kinyan, the Guvaina that we saw in Tosus Rid, the Dekula Peirosa that the Dream Magash makes mention of, that means it's not an absolute Kinyan, it's a Kinyan in terms of that particular ability to use it for Guvaina. So they assume that that is Rav Yitzchak, and that's sufficient for Kedusha. We want to take Tosus and say the following. Tosus says there's a Kinyan Gomor, and then you have an Olam Shibudei. So we suggested that the Olam Shibudei of Tosfos is the Mixas Kinyan of the other Rishonim. It's a Kinyan Guvaina that we had in the Tosus Rid, which the Tosus Rid limited to the case of Shalobis HaSalvah, or the Mixas Kinyan of the Ramban, that the Ramban said could have existed, perhaps even the Shasalvah, for the Ramban of Yitzchak could be speaking about everything. Those Gemaras that mention of Yitzchak only Shalobis HaSalvah, we could go against those Gemaras. We could have other Gemaras that go the other direction. So Tosus says that's what you're left with by a Mashkin that is given B'Shasalvah. What does it mean? It means a Kinyan Guvaina. Why do you assume it's a Kinyan Guvaina? Because I have the Olam because you have the Kinyan Gomor, that it's as if it was Nichnas to Rishus HaMalveh already for Guvaina. Not collected already. Not just collected. It's not finished. The Chov is here, but Kineged the Chov, there's a Kinyan Gomor. To get that idea, Kinyan Gomor is completely my Rishus Kineged Achov. That's what happens at the time of a Mashkin Shalobis HaSalvah. It's not mamish collected, but it's Nichnas to Rishus HaMalveh Kinyan Gomor Kineged Achov. That could not exist at a Mashkin B'Shasalvah. You cannot already taken it over completely Kineged Achov if you're presenting the money. What could happen is that you can gain a Kinyan Guvaina. Why would you say that? Because if you tell me that at the time that the Beis Din gives you the Mashkin, Shalobis HaSalvah, it's totally in your Rishus for Guvaina. Atche Yifteh, So then it makes sense to say that when you originally take the maskin from the loaf, Ebeshasalva, you gain what Tosis calls the Olam Shibudei, namely the Kinyul Guvaina, which Tosis says could be enough for Kiddush. That's in a nutshell what we wanted to say. What about the next Tosis? So it says it's a Kinyan of Rabbi Yitzchak. So what nafkin minas would also flow from this? This idea that it was Nichnas Gushuso, or what Rishonim referred to as a Kinyan Guvaina, what Tosis refers to as a Kinyan Gomar Chayifta. So what results from that, practically? Minayin Rabachov Shekonim Maskin. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak driving at in terms of a particular din that flows from this idea, this conceptual idea of a Kinyan? What halacha is going to be impacted by this? How we manifest in halacha. So, okay, see, so here we have this halacha itself, okay, that you could use it for Kiddushin. But Tosu says that's even true when you don't have a Yitzchak, right? So let's see. Minayin lebalchov shekonim maskin. Pirish bekuntris, b'shaduchti, not here but in other places that they're mitzayin here, other gemaras that mention of Yitzchak, Rashi comments, l'shchai ba'onsin. So the fact that the Malveh, konen maskin, means if something happens to the maskin, so the Malveh can no longer collect on his chov, because since he's a chayiv, he's liable for the loss, he has a liability even for an ones, so therefore it's his loss, and therefore the lover doesn't have to pay. The Malveh is exactly the amount of the chov, so the Malveh basically loses out, he can't collect anymore, he's chayiv owns it, even though it's an ones, that's the halach, konen maskin, therefore the loss is on him. Because the Tosis asked the question of Rashi, and many Rishonim jump on Rashi with this shita of Rashi. The fact Tosis the kasha, the Habamei Rabbi Yehuda pligi b'malvel amaskin yavu shomachsacher or shomachina. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Pei Aleph on the base, as to whether a malvel amaskin is a shomachsacher or shomachina. But what does that suggest? Either chayib b'pshia, or also chayib b'gneva veda. But who's chayib b'onsin? A shola. But I'm a sholo havi. And so what? And what is this machokis based on? Uki Gemara. The Gemara there is part of the Shaka Vitaria and the Pei Beis wants to say, Rav Meir Krav Yitzchak. The Meir is the one who says he's chayib b'kishom etzacha. That's like Rav Yitzchak, that there's a Kenyan maskin. No, Masbid Rav Yitzchak Omer Chai Ba'onsin, because the most you have here is Shomasacha. Yeah, then the Gemara has to kasha on this, because Rav Yitzchak only said it, Shalom B'Shah Salva, B'Seder, all this is part of a Shaka Vitaria. But meanwhile, how could we say that the Chiyuv is Onsin if you see from the Gemara otherwise? Yes, yeah, so B'Toch HaDvarim, the Rush says, you could have said, the Gemara could have asked that kasha too. I had other kashas, but maybe really more. I could have asked that. This is a kasha Tosis has, but there's another question. This Tosis didn't ask. Many Rishonim asked this question. The emphasis that the Ramban, both in the Mechamos and Shavuos, and also in the Chidushin like Bava Metzia. You see, in Shavuos, the Baal Amor seems to say as well, like Rashi, Daf Chof Hei B'Dapei Arif in Shavuos, the Baal Amor seems to say that Yischai Ba'onsin, according to Rav Yitzchak. The Rabban asks, over there in the Mechamos, as well as in Chidushin in Bava Metzia, why is a shol chai ba'onsin? Three words, the Gemara says. Why is a shol chai ba'onsin? Anyone know? Kol hanah shelo, good. Kol hanah shelo. Because the benefit is exclusively his. The benefit is totally the shol's, no one else. That means to say that the shol has total rights to use. Mitzad Achad, he's a right to use it. He borrowed it. He borrowed something to be able to use. And the benefit is just his, not the Bayim. The Bayim doesn't get anything about the fact that the Shola has his item to use. It's the Mashil doesn't have any benefit. He's just going to get back the Chafetz. But there's nothing invested here that the Mashil feels any kind of monetary benefit from the Shola's usage. And the Shola gets totally Hanah, without, you know, oh, his Hanah and not the Mashkin. Lo Kain over here by a Mashkin, it's not that way at all. The Malveh has a right to use a Mashkin? No, he can't. the Lovel gave the maskin, gets something from the fact that the Malve has the maskin. What does he get? He gets time that he can doesn't have to pay the chov yet. Meanwhile, the maskin is, you know, being by the Malve allows him to hold on to the money that was loaned to him. So it's mamish not the paradigm of Kohen Nasilo. In fact, the Ramban, how could Rashi say that based on Rabbi Yitzchak it'll be a chivons? Yeah, what could we say for Rashi? The answer would have to be the following. It's true. It's not like a shoel in regards to Kohen Nasilo. But who else is chayiv onsin besides a shoel? A gazan. A gazan steals something. And if something happens, and he has some, and now we have kinyan gzeila, but lemaisa, he has to pay back what he stole. What happens if something happens? If something happens to the davar hanigzal, to the chayfes, so whose loss is it? Lemaisa, the bailim owns it. But the fact that the Torah assigned some kind of kinyonic zela to the gazlin for purposes of what? You could say it'd be called a bishinoi, but also in terms of this inyan, that the gazlin has to make restitution, has to do hashava. If it goes li'ibud, it gets destroyed, so the gazlin's out off the hook. What's that based on? The chor is based on the fact that ukmi rachmana b'shusei, the Torah says he has to pay, no matter what. So the Torah puts in his b'shus that who suffers the loss? The gazlin, not the bala, not the owner, not the nigza. In other words, that it should not have to come on the cheshbon of the nigza. So the chora, you could say the same thing over here. In a chenami, the Kohen Nasa low idea of the shoel doesn't apply by a malva al maskin. But the point of Rabbi Yitzchak is that that if there'll be an onus, it won't have to be shared, the liability will not be shared by the lover. So it's considered to be, because we learn out the din of Kona Maskin, L'chotzi Yitzdaka. So we see from here that the Torah put it in the resource of the novel of God, the onus. You don't have to fit it into the paradigm of Kona Shalom Shalom. You can compare it to a Gaza. It's because it is in fact viewed as being b'shuso, so b'mili yachai b'onsin, that I should have to pay and suffer the loss because it was my original, because it's technically my item and he can't use it. But gabi the inyan of kona maskin, we say that if something happens, in fact the loss is absorbed by the malva. Could be that's what Rashi will hold. And again, in the kasha from the Gemara, you could say the Gemara could have asked another kasha. So this is Rashi Shita. But Maisa Tosas disagrees, as do many Rishon. Questions? Could be that would be the pshat. It's not like a shoel, it's like a gazla. What does Tosas say, and many Rishonim as well? Something else. It doesn't mean kona maskin l'gabe on. Rather, l'kach nirali shekona es maskin. Meaning, like the sheet that he brings one of the Tanaim over there, that might have a mean that's based on Rabbi Yitzchak, so therefore that's Rabbi Yitzchak. That the Kenyan Mashkin is going to mean that there'll be a Chiyuv HaKeshel Mesachar. Okay, but Tosfos is a Pele. What's the Pshat now? Okay, very good. Not onus. But where does it come from? Where does it come from? Like, why is there a Chiyuv HaKeshel Mesachar? Typically, by a Shel Mesachar. Why is he chayv b'gneiva aveda? What makes him chayv? What creates that obligation? In Rashi, we wanted to say the Torah put in his mishur, so now he's like a gazlan. He's chayv b'onsin. Now you have a middle ground, not chayv b'onsin. Gneiva aveda, but gneiva aveda is a shom esachar. What makes him a shom esachar? What? B'ahi hana. That what? That he's getting schar. Some Gemara talks about Shomer Sachar in a lot of situations. You could have a classic Shomer Sachar when there's a stipulation that the Shomer is getting paid for watching it, and that's Machayiv him for Gneiva Aveda. You can have cases like the Gemara has, Shomer Aveda could be considered like a Shomer Sachar because he's parted from doing another mitzvah while he's watching the Aveda. There's a certain Hanah. You have to find a Hanah that's Machayiv him. So what would be the Pshat? Where does it come from? So here you could start thinking, what could be the basis to mechayiv him as a shomer sachar? What hana? So the Ramban in Bamitzia says, I'm going to read you a little bit from the Ramban. He quotes the Shita, the Rif, and the Rabbi Nahai Gaon. That he's not chayba, onsim is chayba gneva veda. So he says, Amayo is chayba onsim. Iko memen hi nami de kanege guvaina. Kemen shu chayba hachzir, he has to return it each time, each day or night. Be'eno notro el kide shu lo yasim metaltlin etzobanav, that it shouldn't become metaltlin when the lover dies. Eino chayba onsin, shayrei, ein kan ko'ana shelo. Why is not chayba onsin, says Ramban? Because it's not ko'ana shelo. So eino yachol ishtamish bro, he can't use it. V'chayb hachzira lo, he has to constantly be returning it. V'af halova yeshu ano gedola, and the lova has ano too, that the malva has the mashkin. L'fikachon is chayb zeba onsin. Okay, so that's why, as we established, the Ramban says, it's not chayba onsin. So why is he chayb shem besachas? Like the Ramban, miu. Kev an shehu kona. Since he has the kinyan gabiwat, that should the lover die, he can still collect from it, even though it's metaltelin. And what else is true? The ancient mishametes chovo kid Rabbi Yitzchak, and the chov is not going to get canceled by shmita kid Rabbi Yitzchak dama konim mashkin luguvayna. So therefore, nenehu v'havi alei shamasachar. So the Ramban points to those particular fringe benefits. The benefit of what? The benefit of that Shvius is not Meshamet, such a Chov, because it came to Rabbi Yitzchak. And the benefit that it's not Nasim Metatron Eitzel Banav Shalove. So that Gufa is enough to be viewed as a Schar, that for that Schar he becomes a Shamasach. That's what the Ramban says. The Rush doesn't even acknowledge that possibility. What does the Rush say? And what we have in the Rush is also a discussion in Tosis in but Mitzia 2 and Pei Beis on the base. Tosis asks, Pei Beis on the base, Din Maschel Emor, Lama Yechashiv Shamasachar Bishvil Kach. We'll see some. Let's see it in the Rush. Before that, Mitzarach HaFarish, Me'ezat Tam Yeh Shamasachar. Yeah, the Rush of Tosis. Mitzarach HaFarish, Me'ezat Tam Yeh Shamasachar, Di Yechashiv Kinyin Gamor, Afil Ba'onsin Yishchayich. And we said, not. Where does this come from, this middle pshara, this middle ground of shamasacha? So the Ramban gave us a solution. The benefit that he has, that the shvius is not mishamit, and the fact that lo nasim talmates are ben of shalove. What does the Rush say? And again, here the Rush tells us in Bamitzia's parallel to the Rush. You know, who saw the Rush? What does he suggest? What benefit accrues to the malveh by virtue of his having the mashkin? No? What does he say? Yeah, Ram?
I saw the Tosos about the Rush, but it
doesn't say. You saw Tosos about Mitzia? Good. What does he say?
That either that he can use it as chalipin.
Ah, two things.
Or that
he can use it for king of chalipin, you need a kli. Or?
It's just money that you can use it to buy things.
Or, say better, argamar. To use what? For kedushin. Ah, now we're going to. Could be interesting now overlap between the previous toasts. Let's think about this. The Rush suggests two things, and also Tosis Bamitzia. Interesting that they don't acknowledge the Ramban Svar, that apparently that for them would not be enough to Mechayv the Shomasachar. That was not the Metaltel Neitzel Banav Shalova, that was Shviz not Meshamet, that's not good enough. So we have to start thinking of something else. So we're going to say now the possibility of using it for Kedushin, the possibility of using it for Chalipin. And now let's say one other thing. What does the malveh have in the what hanor does the malveh have in his mashkin? What does it give him? What does having the mashkin give the malveh? A very simple level.
Security.
Shehi batuach b'ma'osa. Let's consider that. Maybe that should be enough to make him shomasach. So all of this gets played out in the Rush by us. Let's see. Now the Rush, this is going to bring the two Tosfos in together, because let me speak outside something and then we'll see in the Rush inside. The Tosas before, just that we just finished learning, talks about the two tiers of Rabbi Yitzchak. One is Rabbi Yitzchak and one is the extension, extrapolation of Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tosas takes for granted, only spoke about which type of maskin? The maskin of Shiro B'Shal Sova. And then Tosas extends that idea that so too B'Shal Sova is some kind of a Shibat Alim, which therefore allows for Kedushin. And now something is not going to square with this Tosas. Because what does Tosas now say? What is the nafkamina from being Kone Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak? That he's chayiv not in own sin, but in Gnei Vaveda. What makes him a Shomer Sof of Gnei Vaveda? So we just suggested one possibility is the fact that he can do Kedushin. But when is he a Shomer Sof? In what type of Mashkin? The Mashkin that Rabbi Yitzchak spoke about. What Mashkin was that? Shiro B'Shal Sova. Which means that in the case of Mashkin B'Shal Sova, he's not a Shomer Sof. You don't have Rabbi Yitzchak. You don't have this Kinyan Gomer Atzei Yifteh. He's only a Shomer Sof. He's only a Shomer Sof by the Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak. But now what does this tell us? That if Rabbi Yitzchak is correct, then what can he do even by the Mashkin Shomer Sof? He can do Kiddushin. So then why wouldn't he be a Shomer Sof even in the case of a Mashkin that was given B'Shal Sova? What's the difference? The Chor is something, and this is what the Rosh is going to use to push back on what Tosa said previously. This is the cheshbon we're now going to see inside the Rosh. The Chor, if the basis of being a Shomer Sof is the ability to do Kedushin, and the ability to do Kedushin you're going to extend even to the Shibat Alim of Mashkin Shomer Sof, then why do we only call him a Shomer Sof in Rabbi Yitzchak's case, where he has the kinyan of Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is saying he has a kinyan kona maskin legabe what halacha practically he's chay kishom esachar. That means he's only chay kishom esachar by a maskin of shelo b'shal sova. But if you're telling me that the schar is the char of kedushin, then it should be the same thing by a maskin of shelo b'shal sova. Because of this, the Rashi is going to assume that he cannot do kedushin. Now you'll ask me, but what about the schar of shpias not being mishamet? That doesn't seem to be on the radar screen of the Rashi. That the Ramban said. But the Ramban is interesting. The Ramban holds that Rabbi Yitzchak can equally apply to what case? Remember the Ramban. Ramban didn't feel there's any distinction. Those two Gemaras are fringe Gemaras. Really, the Ramban says Rabbi Yitzchak can apply equally. So Ramban's no problem. He could be a Shomer Sof all the time, based on the fact that he has the benefit of Shvi'is not being Meshamet. The Rosh didn't think of that as a consideration. He only thought of Kedushin as a consideration, and therefore the Rosh cannot assume that there'll be Kedushin by Mashkin Shem B'Shal Sova. This is all outside. We'll still see the Cheshbon inside. There's another point that we didn't speak out, but we'll see the Cheshbon inside. Yeah, Eitan.
The previous Tosfos says Kinyan Gomer, so why would you be a Shomer Sof?
Because for Tosfos, the Shibat Alim that we can assume exists even by Mashkin B'Shal Sova, Tosfos says suffices to be enough to be your mammon for Kedushin. So if it's considered to be enough for your mammon for Kedushin, it should be a Shomer Sof based on that.
But what about
Shelo B'Shal Sova? Shelo B'Shal Sova, that's Rabbi Yitzchak. So that Rabbi Yitzchak clearly tells me that he's chayiv b'Gnei Vaveda k'Shomer Sof, because the ramifications of the kingdom of Rabbi Yitzchak is Kone Mashkin Gabei Gnei Vaveda.
It's not Kinyan Gomer then, because the Kinyan Gomer then he wouldn't be chayiv, why would he be chayiv anything to the other guy?
No, because it was totally a Kinyan Gomer that he acquired in the Mashkin. That's why he's chayiv b'Gnei Vaveda. But what's the schar that he's getting to machayiv himself in the Veda? The schar is he can be Kaddish. Or something else. But if it's Kedushin, then it would have to mean that he could not do Kedushin on the other Mashkin, on the lower level Mashkin. That's what the Rosh is going to make as an argument against Tosas. Yeah.
So if we're saying that the Shas Alva, is the Rosh saying that the reason why Shas Alva would be different is because you wouldn't be able to get that star, like you wouldn't use it for Kedushin at the Shas Alva?
It would not work for Kedushin.
That it wouldn't work for Kedushin.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work for Kedushin. Let's see. There's something more to think about. You can ask me a good kasha when we read the Rosh inside in just a minute. Yeah.
So yeah, how do we know that Tosfos holds that B'Shal Sova does not have a din of Shomer Sof?
Because Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is tantamount to saying he's chayiv at the Shomer Sof. Minay the Machov Shekona Mashkin is saying, and therefore what flows from that, his chiyuv of a Shomer Sof for Rashi like a Shoel. Onus. If a Tosfos Shomer Sachar, that means that he's only considered Shomer Sachar in the context of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Bishlam, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yitzchak really spoke all the time. The Gemara was only being dochet, the Chuya Bialma, that's only a case of Shomer Sachar. But Rabbi Yitzchak spoke all the time. So Ramban is good. The Ramban could say that he's a Shomer Sachar based on whatever Cheshbin Ramban says, in Nasim Tavnei Tzobanav, and the other thing, and Shmei Yisrael Mishamed, and true all the time. But and Kedushin, the Ramban doesn't discuss, but could be also. Yeah, well, it could be the same thing. The Rosh discusses Kedushin, Tosfos doesn't tell us exactly. But this is why, what I'm saying now in the Rosh, this is Tosfos also Rabbi Tzion Pei Beis. Let's see the Rosh. So the Rosh quotes first the second part of the Sugya. After the first part of the Sugya began, the Mefarshim and so on, Esrei Rabbi Rabbi Nachman, and he discusses the issue of Rabbi Yitzchak the same way Tosfos does. Ikal Afrusei, we'll take from there. Ki Ikal Afrusei, that the Ayri Afil B'Maskin Shemishkol B'Shah Salvaso. Our Gemara, again, it's not for sure, and this is going to be, the Russians are going to take this back, but this is what he starts off with. He starts with what Tosfos says. Ikal Afrusei, we could suggest that the case of our Gemara of Kitsa B'Maskin B'Kudeses is even Maskin Asah Salva. Now, why would that be? I, Rabbi Yitzchak, didn't speak about that. The Afagav Dugo Om Rabbi Yitzchak's Ela Shiro B'Shah Salva Aso. But Ikal Meimar, this is all what Tosfos said, the previous Tosfos. Ikal Meimar, came into Kanele Bachov Shiro B'Shah Salva, Kinyan Gomor, get the Kinyan Gomor language, in Kei B'Shah Salva Nami Olim Shibu V'Lechashim Mamon Akaz B'Shah Isham V'Lechashim Mamon Akaz B'Shah Isham V'Lechashim. This is exactly what Tosfos said by us, right? And the rest goes further. V'chihai gav na'anu tzrichin womar. This type of a relationship between the Kinyan Gomor of Yitzchak and the Olam Shibudei of the Maskin Shasavah, we have to say this in two other contexts. B'perka shaleach bahid amin and amavas chaber ala maskin inu meshamet. U'mefarish hasam, why not? Why is such a maskin not meshamet? Mishum dekanelim ed Rav Yitzchak. And we know Rabbi Yitzchak will come a era shiro b'shasalva also. And yet the hamav al hamashkin masma b'shasalva. So how does the Gemara use Rabbi Yitzchak to explain the din of Shpiyas not being meshamet a maskin of shasalva? Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't speaking about that. El al karkach hachi perusha. So what's the answer? Came at the kanele shiro b'shasalva also kinyan gamur. So then the chalapachas b'shasalva also kanele in shiro yishamet. The chashiv shiro chichav yadecha ki the shinu b'sefer shiyocha sechira tashmi yadecha the rosh shiro chichav yadecha. Mikan amru ma'am al maskin in a meshamet. Okay, all this is the raya from Gittin Lamedzayin. Good. The Chaser Chafarish, and again, this is also no doubt about it. You have to say the same thing in Tzach and Perikol Shah, that he damavas obikachad malchem selach at Pesach over Rav Meir. Rav Meir says he's a king of Yitzchak, even by a guy over. Mishum dekanek had Rav Yitzchak. And what's the pshat there? Rav Yitzchak is talking Shiloh B'Shah Salva. They came in the kanek with Shiloh B'Shah Salva, also Kenyan Gomor. Kani miya B'Shah Salva, also Le'in Zeh. The Karina Be'i Shalchai Yataroa. Okay, so this is now the Rosh so far totally echoing Tosfos, that just as we find that link that we can establish with Gabi Shmitas Ksafim, with Gabi Yibal Yiroah, so we can do the same thing for Kedushin. And if our Gemara will be Misparesh, in line with those other two Gemaras, that you can even do Kedushin, the Mashkin that you got, Shasova. Fed the Rosh, wait a second, this may not work out. Neil, Tzarech Ledaktik. The Bissot, and this is now the connection between two Tosfos playing out. The Bissot Perko Umnin, U Bissot Perkshwas Adayanim, from those two Gemaras, Mashma, because those are parallel Gemaras, the Machogs Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is he a Shamachinim or a Shamasachar? The Gemara suggests it's totally in the Machogs Rav Yitzchak, if we hold the work of Yitzchak. So it's Mashma over those two Gemaras, the Mishum Rav Yitzchak, Ohavi Elke Shamasachar. It's not mashma from the sugyas that way. The chimefarish has some time del bela maskin shomesachar. Why would the Rameh there hold shomesachar kid Rabbi Yitzchak? So what does the Gemara ask and what doesn't the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, no, that's not a good pshat. That Rameh holds mouth hill bela maskin is shomesachar like Rabbi Yitzchak. In fact, the Gemara is one of the aimers of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, you can't say such a pshat in Rav Meir that he holds, like Rav Yitzchak, that's why Shom Esachar. The Gemara says, no, because Eim Adam Rav Yitzchak, Shiro B'Shah Salva, B'Shah Salva Miyama. That is the kash of the Gemara. You can't Reb Shad and Hillel Alamashkin show Mesachar because Reb Yitzchak spoke about Saro B'Shasava, and this is B'Shasava. But what could the Gemara, what should the Gemara have asked according to Rashi? How could you make such a connection between a Shom Mesachar, Reb Mesach Kim Mesachar, Reb Yitzchak? If it's Reb Yitzchak, what should it be? Upirish Rashi, Havilevak Shiye, the Tizbura, according to you, is it any better? Yisri Reb Yitzchak, Amai Lahav Yahu Shom Mesachar, but Onsen Abi Lechayev. This is essentially Tosus Kasha without the Arichas. This is Tosus Kasha. To which the Rush says, Nunu, Miu, Yachalitchos, the Chadim Etrei Pirki Nakat. Rashi's defense will be, the Gemara could have asked better. The Gemara asked a different Kasha. It's still not going to work with Reb Yitzchak. Even if Yitzchak is only Shom Asachar, it's still not going to work. Okay. Rabbi Nechananos Apirisham, Dilois Chayev Be'on Sin, Kamar. That meaning, Stami means that he's not Chayev Be'on Sin. What is it? Only Shom Asachar. So now, comes the rush with the question that Tosfos and Bamitzia asked in Pei Beis in the days, the Tzalach Hedaktek, Amai Kino, Rio, Salav, Shom Esachar, Manafshach, I Chashev Kinyin Gamor, Ba'on Sanami Lechayev, I Lo Chashev Kinyin Alav, Afilu Shom Esachar Lahavi. Okay, so the Ramban had two suggestions. The Rush doesn't acknowledge either of those. The Ramban says the Metalkan is a Banav point, or the fact that Shvi is not Meshamet. For some reason, the Rush doesn't even think that that could be it. So let's go the following. So what could be the basis for making a Shom Esachar? The Ein Lomar. Shezeschar. This is the schar that makes him a Shom Esachar. Shetofes mashkin zeh lios batuach mechovam. He has his mashkin as security. Then he'll get paid back at some point for the chov because he has the mashkin. So let that be the basis for his Shom Esachar. He gets the hanah of being batuach b'ma'osa. So what's wrong with that? Says the Rush, the imkain lo hayin tzvichin lo Rabbi Yitzchak. That were true, you don't need Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's say he's not Kohen Mashkin. Does he get security? Yes. So why is only Shom Esachar because of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kohen Mashkin? The batuach b'ma'osa you have regardless. Okay. Elo memela shamin adabi Shom Esachar, mi adabi ha'umnin. A person who is given something to do work on as a craftsman. So what is his liability now of this chafetz that was given to him to create, to work on, to fix? Shom Esachar. Why? Because he has to get paid for his work, and he has a quasi mashkin here if he needs to collect his payment. Tafes rea agrei. So what's the difference? How come there you have the notion of Shom Esachar based on the security, and by a stama, a mashkin, that without Rabbi Yitzchak you wouldn't have such a thing? What's the difference? Says the Rashi, there's a difference. Elab, so it must be that you can't use the logic of security by a mashkin, even though you do have that svara by a uman, by a craftsman. What's the difference? Says the Rashi, I'll tell you the difference. Elavad, by gabi uman davka, shaykh haitaima. By a craftsman, then you have the reason that he's toughest to agri for the security, makes him a Shom Esachar. She yesh lo schar acher, she mistake ba'umanusam. He has a right to collect payment for the work he's doing. In other words, he wants to be able to have a parnasa. So he's doing the job that he gets paid for. And meanwhile, he has a schar, a fish benefit from having the chayfetz that he's working on to be used as a quasi mask. So he wants to get paid for his parnasa, and he has a security of getting the payment because of this that he has as a mashkin. That makes sense. But over here, you don't have that logic. What are you going to say? He gets the benefit of being a batuch ma'osav. Why does he need to be batuch ma'osav? Why? Because he lent money. So why did he lend money? Avo b'halva im lo yove, what does the Rush say? If he doesn't lend, he won't need a mashkin. So you can't use the security as the basis for being a Shom Esachar. You chose to lend the money. So by a craftsman, there's money coming to him for the job, and then there's a benefit that he has from having this as a basis to collect his money. Here, you're choosing to lend the money. So you can't use the fact that I'm going to have security get paid for the chov in the fact that I have the maskin. Now, let's see what he does with this. Let's go further. So therefore, that cheshbon doesn't work. So what is the schar? Elevada hainu scharo. So the answer is, the schar is the fact that he could use the money for kiddushin or to acquire karka or avadin. He doesn't here mention the chalipin point. Tosis says chalipin. He doesn't say that. The chepish rabbi otan. The kanele karish bosa isha. Fact the rush. Wait a second. Why is that considered a schar? The yimtoma amai choshiv shomesachar me'ay taima gabim ma'osav ha'yachal asaseh. In the very beginning, he could have used his own money. So why is it a schar, the fact that he has the mashkin for kiddushin? If he wouldn't lend money, he'd have his own money. So why is that considered a schar that he could use for kiddushin? He could use his own money for kiddushin. V'yesh loma kevin de b'shasha not lo lo hayu ma'osav b'yada. Where did he get this mashkin? When did he get the mashkin of Rav Yitzchak? Afterwards. So he doesn't have the money. Therefore, niknu b'mashkin shenata b'mukomo kiv shiyoch lasus menu kiddushin o kinyan. Meaning kiddushin a woman or kinyan of karka v'avadim. V'od, here he says what you mentioned before, shiyoch lasus chalipin na kli ha'memushka. Masheho yoch lasus b'mos. Mos cannot become chalipin, you need a kli. We hold mos cannot be used for chalipin. So having a kli gives him the benefit of what? Using the kli for kiddushin to purchase eved v'karkos or to use as chalipin. So the Rush has rejected the idea of batuch b'ma'osav, but he has aligned himself with the reason that he's a shemesachar because he can use for kiddushin or karka or chalipin. Concludes the Rush based on this logic. Ufum haitaima. If all this is correct, then lo nuchal lefarish b'shmaitin. You cannot explain in our sugya the b'shas havah mayri. We can't come back and say that the kedushin of kisha b'mashkin mukudeshes is kedushin of shas havah. Why? The kevan de b'shelo b'shas havah lahavi el shel mesachar mishum shenena shiocho kadosh bo. Since shelo b'shas havah, what's the reason why you're shel mesachar? Because of kedushin. In Cain, b'shas halva, ain't no koach zeh. So b'shas halva, you clearly cannot be mekadesh, because otherwise, if you could, you should be a shomer sachar then as well. There's a couple of things here we can maybe try to figure out in cheshbon here. What did the Rush end up saying? So he ends up changing what he said before. Originally, he said that you could do kedushin in the case of mashkin shebishas halva, because it's olam shibudeh. Just like we find for Shemitah and for Bayira. But then the Rush turns around afterwards and works out if he's a Shomasachar by Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Shomasachar has to be based on the fact that he can do Kedushin. So must be, and he's only a Shomasachar in the case of Shelo B'Shas Halva. So then you can't tell me that he can do Kedushin B'Shas Halva. What are we missing? In L'Chaira, can you argue another reason why he can't become a shomesachar b'shas halva, based on the cheshbon that the Rush makes on the other issue? What was the Rush entertaining as well? Why is he a shomesachar, separate from kedusha? What did he say? Maybe a shomesachar because of the security, like by an uman. How did the Rush reject that? What?
You don't need your visa for
it. Because you don't need your visa. But then he said, no, and by kedushin, you can use your own money for kedushin. Use your own money. And what did the Rush answer? No, because he doesn't have it. When doesn't he have it? So, b'shas halva, maybe he could do kedushin, but he's not a shomesachar because of that. Why is he a shomesachar? Because if he used it, he could use his own money. The same way the Rush makes a cheshbon he has to kasha, maybe he'd use his own money. So he says he doesn't have the money, but that's only Shalom Shasava. I mean, the Shasava, he has the money. He's choosing to lend. So then why do you view it as a benefit? And the Rush has to assume, therefore, that he couldn't do Kiddushin, because if he could, that would be the benefit to make him a Shalom Shasava. So that's kind of strange, right? And then let's turn to Tosis. Lemaisa, though, Tosis, how are we going to work out Tosis by us? Tosis does call Mishal Masacha. And Tosis doesn't explain why. And yet Tosis holds that you can do Kiddushin, even a Mashkin Shabbashah Sofa. So we have, first of all, the Cheshbon of the Rush we have to figure out. Why did the Rush have to disprove? Maybe that's the answer for Tosis. Maybe Akash and the Rush is the answer for Tosis. Maybe you can use the benefit of Kedushin, of Shas Halva, for the reason that we're asking, because that he could have done with his own money. Maybe that's the answer for Tosis. But then what's Pshat the Rush? Rabbo say, what I'm asking you. The Rush, something doesn't stick together here. It doesn't hold together. The Rush is considering all different possibilities of why he can be a Shomer Sacher. He doesn't mention what the Ramban mentions. He mentions either Batuch ben Ba'osav, and he's already a Yitzchak for that. Then he mentions Kedushin. But he says, then if it's Kedushin, but he could use his own money for Kedushin. No, he doesn't have the money. But then he comes back a minute later and he says, but now it shows me that he could not do Kedushin at a mashkin of Shas Halva, because otherwise he'd be a Shomer Sacher there as well, and Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about Shomer Shas Halva, that's the only time he's a Shomer Sacher. So we're wondering, first of all, what does Tosis hold? Tosis holds he's a Shomer Sacher, and Tosis holds that he's only a Shomer Sacher by mashkin Shomer Shas Halva, and yet he can do Kiddushin even by a mashkin of Shas Halva. So maybe the answer is that Tosis holds that the Kiddushin that he could do at a Maskim Shas Halva is not called a benefit, because at that point he can use his own money. What did the Rush hold? Maybe the Rush holds it's still called a benefit. He could use his own money. What else could we say for Tosis? I don't know, Pshat and the Rush, we have to know. What else could we say for Tosis? So we can say Tosis holds like this cheshbon that we're asking in the Rush. Or else Tosis can say that the schar is what? Chalipin. Oh, so here you're mechavin to the Avni Miluim. But explain, so now, why would that not exist? And I'm asking Shas Halva, you tell me. Because that, you couldn't use the chalipin. Because that's only an Olim Shibudei. What can you use for chalipin? It has to be yours! To use a kli for chalipin. If something is borrowed, can you use a borrowed item as a kli for chalipin? No. If it's only an olim shibudei, that wouldn't be good for chalipin. So Tosis might hold that it's good enough for kiddushin. So in a chinami, the issue is not kiddushin. Kiddushin wouldn't make you a shomer sacher. What makes you shomer sacher is the other svar, is the opportunity to use it for chalipin as a kli. But that's only existing by a maskin that you have a kinyan gamur on. And that would only be a Maskin Shlo B'Shas Halva. But a Maskin B'Shas Halva is only a Shibud Alim. That's not good enough to use for Chalip. And that's what he wants to say. And what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds that the Schar is the fact that it's not Metalpim Eitz Halvan of Shalover, and it's the fact that what happened, that's not cancelled. I read about the distinction between Shas Halva and Shlo B'Shas Halva. There is no distinction. That's what we have. That's the range of shitas, I think, that we have here in this Inyan. According to Rashi, you can see Kum. According to Rashi, what does it mean? Konamaskin l'gabe wat? Chiv omsin. So we explained, the Gemara didn't ask that kasha. Gemara could have asked the kasha, perhaps, the Rashi suggests. The Gemara wanted a link from Meir, who said, Shomisacha to Yitzchak, Gemara could have asked a stronger kasha. The Maisa, why is he a chayv omsin? It's not konashalo. The answer is, it's not like a show, it's like a gaskin. The Torah made it his. And the Meila Yochai is Chai Be'omsin. It's not, he has to absorb the loss. The other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They hold that he's only, he's called a Maskel Gabi being a Shomer Sacher. Where does he become a Shomer Sacher? manafshach, what's the schar that he's getting, that he's b'chayv himself k'shomer sachar. So the Ramban said the fact that it's not metaltlin itself enough shalove, he always can collect it, he knows metaltlin. The other svar, because it doesn't become canceled by Shemitah. The Rush says it's because of the Kiddushin. And the Rush says even though he could have used his own money, but he doesn't have the money now. And the Rush nevertheless goes on to prove that he cannot do Kiddushin on a maskin of Shas Halva, because otherwise he'd be a Shomer Sachar there as well. But according to the Ramban, he's a Shomer Sachar in all cases. Chayav that Rav Yitzchak spoke in all cases. According to the Rush, it's only Shomer Sachar in the case of a maskin Shlomo Shas Halva, which therefore for the Rush meant that he could not be Mekadesh by an Olim Shibudei of a maskin of Shas Halva. Tosus said a minute before that he could be used for Kiddushin by Olim Shibudei. So L'chaira, why would he not be a Shomer Sachar there? So we have a few possibilities. Either Tosus works with the Cheshbon that, but since he has other money at that time, so therefore the ability to do Kiddushin is not going to create Shomer Sachar at that point, like we're asking on the Rush. You have to know what the Rush will answer to that. Or Tosus will say that the benefit of being a Shomer Sachar is the ability to do Chalizah for Klifa Chalipin, which only exists on a Maskin Shalob Shasabah, which is a Kinyan Gum, or not any Shibud, which is like a She'elah. That would not work for Chalizah. And that would make you a Shomer Sachar. That's the Cheshbon that we should come out. Questions? Okay, what we have left here are two in Yanim, I guess for tomorrow. The next Tosus is a very intriguing Tosus. What is the marker from the Pasuk to Rabbi Yitzchak that there's a Kenyan Maskin? Tosus has two answers. The first answer is going to get us to discuss a notion called Ribbis Devarim. Maybe we once talked about it at some point at the end of Shir on the Thursday. Is Ribbis Devarim a Din D'Oraisa? Is it a Din D'Rabbanan? And why is it called Ribbis Devarim exactly when you get a Yashikayach for returning the Maskin? How does that speak to the Inyan of the Halva? What does Ribbis mean? Agarnata. Agarnata means schar, schar for the money. So what does that do with the Tosus mentioning in context of returning the Maskin? And then I want to come back to what Avram, maybe you asked, maybe I thought you were asking, at least the Tosus Rid seems to ask Akasha, that why can't we use the idea of Kone Maskin in the beginning of the Sugya? And you have to work this out very carefully. See if you can come up with an idea here of why it may not work. We have two different Sugyas here. But maybe all that for tomorrow, and then hopefully we can go on.